My name is Krista Tolson. I'm the market manager for what will soon be the River Arts District Farmers Market.
After 3.5 years behind the Asheville Chamber of Commerce, the market is moving. Why?
There is a shortage of parking in the parking lot behind the chamber. The Lenore Ryan University is a co-owner of the building and has recently increased their class offerings, and they have been very gracious in letting us use that parking lot for 3.5 years. But at this time, they really need that space on Wednesdays and can't hold it for us much longer. And so they gently and kindly asked us to find another location that will suit our needs.
The market will be moving to All Souls Pizza at 175 Klingman Avenue.
We are. In fact, we're actually going to be taking up space in the green field adjoining the parking lot at All Souls. So there will be parking available for customers of our market and also for All Souls. So we'll be in the green space. We will have some tailgating. We have a number of farmers who offer CSAs, and they like to keep their boxes and their cool refrigerated vehicles for customers to pick up their produce at the market.
What do you think of the new location?
We're all very excited. There are so many pros to this move, and I don't really see too many cons. We're sad to leave the Monford community. They have supported us as we have taken up space in their community. But we do feel like the River Arts District is really embracing the move and really excited for us to come and be in their community. I think we're going to get a load of support from folks who either have shops or work within that area or even just pass through going from downtown to West Asheville. There's just a lot of traffic, and the visibility is going to be a boost for us. I think we're going to really see an increase in customers and sales, and our vendors are really excited.
How many vendors do you have at Monford, and how will you do at the new location?
We had a very ambitious calendar set up this year, thanks to our wonderful previous market manager, Leslie Grotenhouse. And we had lined up approximately 30 vendors per week. The new space may not hold so much. I think that we could probably get 25. And I've gone through and measured, and I'm based on how the layout is set up, I think we'll be able to get, I have had a few cancellations of vendors. So I don't think I'll have to ask anyone not to join us in the move.
Close to the same number of vendors.
Absolutely.
And will the market be just on Wednesdays?
Yes, we are a midweek market. For a midweek market, our vendors have been very pleased with the sales and the number of folks who have come through. I do think, though, that since Lenore Ryan University has taken up space as in the same building as the Chamber of Commerce, it has slowly caused parking issues, and that does really affect how the sales that the vendors accumulate throughout the season. And they're really excited to see the opportunity for customers to actually be able to park and come and shop.
You're working with David Bauer on this?
Yeah, at All Souls.
So David's been cooperative and helpful.
Oh, David's been great. He's been very supportive and available for questions that I may have in order to get our ducks in a row to get moved over. He's been great.
So the first day that it'll be open at the new location is Wednesday, July 2nd?
That is correct. And we are going to have our first market day. It'll be somewhat low-key just so that we can work out any wrinkles that may occur in the transition. And our grand opening is going to be the following Wednesday, July 9th. Our grand opening is going to be a collaborative celebration with All Souls. Their one-year anniversary is just a couple days after that, so we decided to go ahead and have a joint celebration. So the market will begin at 2, and we'll have normal market hours from 2 to 6. But the festivities will continue on until about 10 p.m. We'll have live music starting at 2, and market tastings and a basket raffle and lots of fun.
Krista Tolson is the manager of what will soon be called the River Arts District Farmers Market. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, too.